Hello, dear children. Let me first introduce myself. I am Sunita Mishra, DZT English, ACS number 3, Tarapur. Today we are going to discuss lesson number 8 of Beehive, Reach for the Top. In this chapter, we will read about biography of two persons and we will see that how these two persons had some common traits that helped them to be successful in their career. And they inspire us through their mental toughness, strong determination and willpower to undertake any task that we dream of. And they convince us that nothing is impossible if one is determined and if one is clear about one's aim. We will cover this lesson in two classes. In the first class, we will learn about Ms. Santosh Yadav. He is an Indian mountaineer. She is the first Indian woman in the world to climb Mount Everest twice. And she is the first woman to successfully climb Mount Everest from Kangsung face. Now, let's see how she grew up to be such a determined child and what kind of social background she was brought up. Now, let's study about Santosh Yadav. Santosh Yadav took birth in Haryana and the name of the village was Juniawas in Rewari district. Her society was biased towards having male children. They preferred male children over female children. Santosh had 5 brothers. So one day, when a saint visited their home, he wanted to bless Santosh's mother with a male child. Santosh's grandmother was sitting there. She requested the saint to bless Santosh's mother with a girl child. The saint was amazed. How in this village a lady wants a girl child instead of a boy? Still, since they wanted, he blessed like that. And then Santosh took birth. From early childhood, Santosh wanted to live his life on her own terms. She always opposed the tradition which she thought was not correct. And she believed that if she was right, then she need not change her way. Others will definitely understand and change their ways. Even small things, when the other children in her village, girl children in her village used to wear salwar kameez, she preferred wearing shorts. And again, in the matter of study, their village was very close to New Delhi. And her parents were wealthy. They could afford sending their children to study in schools of Delhi. But it was village custom that girls should not be sent away from home. So Santosh was asked to go only to the village school. But when she grew up, when she was 16 years old, in their village it was a custom that girls should marry off. But Santosh was not at all ready for that. She had already decided that she should get proper education before getting married. So, she left home, got admission in one of the schools of Delhi and started studying. Her parents threatened, before going, her parents threatened her that they are not going to give any fund for her studies. But she was not such a child that she will leave her ambition. She gently told her parents that they need not give money. She will work part-time and arrange money and study in Delhi. After seeing her determination, the parents had to agree to give the money. After passing the high school, she joined the Maharani College at Jaipur. There, in front of her hostel, she could see the Aravali Hills at a distance. And she used to see villagers climbing up the mountain and then vanishing. One day, she became curious and went to the mountaineer and requested him if she could join them. The mountaineers agreed. That was her first climbing experience. And after that, it never stopped. She saved money, got herself enrolled in one of the mountaineering courses at Nehru Institute of Mountaineering at Uttarkashi. And she let herself be trained as a good mountaineer. She went for expedition every year. Her skills improved. And as you know, when we climb up the mountain, the temperature decreases and pressure also decreases. So you should have good stamina, good immunity power to face the cold weather, to face the heights. And Santosh was very much successful in developing that immunity. In 1992, 4 years after her first casual climb on the Aravali Hills, she climbed Mount Everest. She was 20 years of age that time. That time she was the youngest woman in the world to climb the peak. Her seniors were very impressed by her qualities. When they saw her physical strength, her mental strength, her willpower. Then within next year, to everybody's surprise, she joined another group, a Nepalese mountaineers group. And she climbed the mountain for the second time, becoming the only woman to have climbed the Mount Everest twice at that time. So, it was through sheer determination and sheer willpower she could climb Mount Everest. And you would be surprised to know she was good in studies also. She appeared for IAS officer, civil services, and became successful in that also. So, Santosh Yadav was really a successful lady. But she was not only a tough, determined lady, she was also a compassionate lady. When their team went for mountaineering, during the expedition to Everest, she tried to save fellow climbers. As you know, many persons during their climb, they have to face death. They cannot tolerate that kind of weather, that kind of stress. So they face problem. That there is breathing problem. Okay? So they are your fellow mountaineers only can save you that time. So Santosh always tried to help the fellow mountaineers. She even shared her oxygen. You know, you have to carry your oxygen cylinder because you need it. Still, she was not afraid to share the oxygen with one of the companion, and by sharing it, she saved him. Santosh, this kind of attitude, this record making achievements in mountaineering was honored by the government of India, and she was awarded Padma Shri, and she really felt proud to be an Indian. She was proud of her country, not only for her country, she was also a sensible person towards the world. So she took care of the environment also. When she climbed Everest, she saw it was littered with many waste materials. She decided she should take a small step to clean the highest peak on the world. So she brought back 500 kilograms of garbage from the Himalayas. This is Santosh Yadav. So from a village background where girl childs are not favored, she studied, became successful in civil service examination, climbed Mount Everest that time there was not so much your equipments, so much aids were not available. It was difficult. Now it is easy. You have so many equipments available and so many persons to help you, so many organizations, institutions to help you. But that time, she achieved it not only once, but twice. And I hope her life will motivate you to make higher aims and achieve them in your life. Thank you, children.